A very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is an auspicious day, Thursday, 2nd November 2023. It so happened, it is also Kuan Yin Dan. So we will be doing some extraordinary chanting. We will chant the Da Bei Zhou. Okay. So let us, as usual, develop the sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting first. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo guan si yin bu sa. Namo guan si yin bu sa. Namo guan si yin bu sa. Namo Bo Pusa, Namo Bo Pusa, Namo Bo Pusa. Arahang Samasam Buddho Bhagawa, Buddha Bhagavantam Abhivademi. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dityampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati patta veeramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adina dana veeramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kamesu micacara veeramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā veeramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya majjhapamadatana veeramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, you all can be seated.
Turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall chant the Padipa Puja Ono. Janna sarupa dikena dikena pamadamsina. Siloka dipang sambutna pujayang di pamonodang. Ganda samba yutena dokena hang sugantina.
Now we're talking about another one. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. A song with that. Can I do long enough? Long enough, very good.
Yeah.
舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不动不静，不生不灭，是不空中有生有受想行识。无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明亦无明尽，乃至无量寿亦无量寿尽。即灭道无智亦无得已故，所得故菩提萨埵波罗蜜多故，是名远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃生死处，我亦佛陀弥陀故，若多罗僧藐僧菩提故，此般若波罗蜜多是大乘众生当地藏是上首。是吾等人中，出一切苦，真实菩提，不说波罗蜜多所提说众生，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提心。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提心若波罗蜜。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提心波罗蜜。Okay, let's rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, we will pay our respect to Tripajet. Bhutang Pujami. Tamang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay. You all can be seated. So today is our special auspicious Thursday class where it coincides with Kuan Yin's birthday. So Kuan Yin Tan is also on this Thursday. So we shall, as usual, off the light. And we can have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Then after we finish our Dhamma sharing, we will have our Q&A. Then before we end, I think we will chant the Om Mani Padme Hum, like our retreat that we can envy to later. Okay. Now, as usual, remember the four support to develop awareness-based meditation so that your awareness nature within can stabilize quickly. And for those who already know how to meditate, you straight away go to your heart area and stay there. So the four support, especially the first three, is very important. Relax body and mind. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then maintain awareness. To do that, you must have the understanding. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. That's why don't try to think. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. We are all these are by the thought process. So it will lead to proliferation of thinking. So awareness-based meditation means you relax completely, be at ease. Then no need to do anything, just maintain awareness, aware. So sati, mindfulness, is actually the awareness before the knowing. So before the arising of any of the aggregates of mind, including your thinking, your feeling, your whatever perception and all those things. But because as a human being, we have our physical senses, the six sense bases, upon contact, the respective sense-based consciousness will arise. When they arise, at the moment of consciousness, it's just the awareness, aware. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness, means the awareness and the seeing consciousness become one, or the hearing consciousness become one. Smell, taste, tactile, and thought, same. So just maintain awareness, the second support. Then after that, stabilize that, so that the awareness nature become more and more stable. So we will now set the alarm, so that you can have your 30 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Okay, your hands slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then stabilize all this mind state so that in the midst of life, you can be peaceful. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavaisu atraha gacchantu devata saddhamman munirajasa sunantu sakamok Kadang Dhammasvanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasvanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasvanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Iti beso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhammasarati Satta Deva Manusana Buddho Bhagavati Svakato Bhagavati go bhajatang veditabo veno hiti supadipanno bhagavato saukkasango ujjupadipanno bhagavato saukkasango ñāyāpadipanno bhagavato saukkasango samicchīpadipanno bhagavato saukkasango yadidam cattari purisa yukkani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato saukkasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkheneyo Anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam ketam lokasati sadhu sadhu okay, you can be seated. Then we shall continue from where we stopped. I think we are at Unicode 96. We finished 95. Or we finished 96. What was written there?
93.
Huh? Cannot be. I think forgot to update.
Check them.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. We will go to 93. Then we quickly go through the rest. Once the mind enters the deep, we can see the subtle defilements clearly and how they condition us to think, speak, and react to sense experience. So this unique code 93, I think we have covered, is very important. Eh? Once mind enters the deep means your mind has developed the stability of inner awareness until it's so stable. Until your mindfulness or awareness is already very stable, means the mind is in sati. That's why mind enters sati, means you are all the time in sati. Then during that time, whatever you do, sati will manifest. Means seeing will be in sati, hearing will be in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, thought process, everything is in sati. Then during that time, your sati has become so different. Everything you do in life, you develop the two types of sati or awareness. Specific phenomenal awareness means you no longer see and perceive. You see with the awareness, and the awareness is with the phenomena. That's why we call it specific phenomenal awareness. Means you are most of the time just aware. Then the other one is when you decide not to have this specific phenomenal awareness, you can silence and develop the spacious awareness without a center. So the moment your mind enters sati or it has developed the stability of sati, what happens is you can start to see many things that you never see before. Yeah. That's why when we do our awareness-based meditation, it's very important that we train our mind. Until this sati within, or awareness within, become very stable. So, if you start with the four support, then what will happen is the stability will build up. Especially the first three support, relax, aware, then stabilize the awareness. So ability to relax will do away with all the tension and the stress or whatever that disturb you. Means physically, bodily, mentally, you are relaxed. So ability to relax is very important. You can relax, you can recuperate very fast, you can recover very fast, you can be in the state of complete silence very fast. No matter what happened to you, the awareness within is there. Then the body and mind is in this state of relaxed awareness. Then it knows what is going on. Then later on, when your wisdom stabilizes, you have no fear, nothing. Then that mind is very different. Once you are able to develop that, your ability to see things that you never see before will start to appear. Yeah. That's why when you have this mind which doesn't really think, hardly think, it only arises a thought when you have to. Of course, when you live life, you need to perceive, you need to know something. But it is so different from the normal putujana who are very heedless. So the normal living being or human being, what they do is through their senses. When they are active in life, means their sixth sense, they are fully engaged, means because your senses are free, open. And most of the time, they think a lot, they worry, they have problems. So what they do is, every time they see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or technically feel or think of something, or recall through memory, they will immediately stir their mind. Which means, like I say, upon contact, they perceive. After they perceive, they react, they stir. So Sankara Sanya. Sanya is perception. At the moment of sense experience, upon contact, consciousness normally arises first. If you are not mindful, stability of mindfulness is not there, you cannot be at the moment of consciousness. It can be any of your sense though. But once you have the stability of mindfulness, your mind enters the deep, then it's different. Then you can be at the moment of consciousness, whether it's seeing or hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. Then you want to know, you can know. Means after the consciousness arises, you want to perceive, you can perceive. After you perceive, it's pure perception, it's stopped there. Then feeling may arise, but feeling is still pure feeling. That's why it does not stir, it does not react. Yeah. Then it can be there with the stability of awareness or samadhi, and the wisdom make it equanimous. So for the enlightened being, they hardly think. Most of the time, they are just aware. They only use the thought process when they need to. When they need to arise a thought to share, to live life, to experience life, and do whatever that they need to do. Apart from that, they are most of the time mindful, heedful, aware. Then because of that, all of your minor, very, very fine or subtle mental intention behind your activity, they can see them. Then the moment they are aware, they know what is going on. That's why the second right mindfulness, right effort. The right effort to prevent the arising of the unarisen mental hindrance or wrong thought, they can do it. They can prevent the arising of any of the wrong thought, whether wrong speech, wrong action or wrong thought from arising, because they are aware. And before the intention, the movement to react or to stir, they already aware. Once the awareness is there, this one cannot arise. It cannot come out and act to give rise to what they call actual transgression of wrong speech, wrong action, or wrong thought process. That's why the enlightened being, they have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path. With right view, they will understand what is going on. The three basic right view, as we all have, gone through. Right? First is right view regards to law of karma, karma niyama. Then right view regards to how you function as a human being, citta niyama. Means the universal order of mind, following the paticca samuppada, the dwelling, the dependent origination law. Then finally is dhamma niyama, or right view regards to truth, all of nature's truth. So once you have this right view of these three important spiritual law, then it's a natural consequence of arising the respective right thought, right speech, right action, and the way you live your life will all be in accordance with that right view. That's why the first power factor is always right view or samadhi. This right view denotes right wisdom, right understanding with regards to all of the universal spiritual law that governs life and existence. So once you have this, then the power factor of the Noble Eightfold Path, they will be in place. Unless your thought is right, your action, speech, and livelihood will not be right. So before you have the right thought, you need the right view, right understanding of these three spiritual laws. Then from there, your thought will definitely be in accordance. That's why with right view or right understanding, it will condition your right thought. Then thought with its mental intention will condition your speech, action, and the way you live your life. So naturally, if your view is wrong, your thought will be wrong. If your thought is wrong, whatever action, speech, and livelihood that you go through will definitely be wrong. Then likewise, the other path factor. That's why the whole Noble Eightfold Path will collapse. Then you cannot be a noble one because you lack mindfulness. You become heedless. So the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. That is the meaning. So the importance of mindfulness, once you understand, you will go all out. That's why the Buddha, even before his parinibbana, his final advice is apamadena sampadita. So the meaning is strive on with heedfulness. Means train yourself to develop the heedfulness, then strive on. Yeah. So heedfulness is very important. To be heedful, you need to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. So you have to start by training yourself to develop sati or mindfulness, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which basically is Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah. So I will read Unicode 93 again. Once the mind enters sati, you must train it until the mind enters sati. We can see the subtle defilements clearly and how this defilement condition us to think, speak, and react to sense experience. That's why you are so conditioned. So all this defilement, whether gross or subtle, they are there because of wrong view, lack of mindfulness, lack of awareness within. Okay, so now we go to the next unit.
Please, code. 95. Sorry,
no, no.
The last one.
Yeah, one. I know. It has to be 95. But anyway, I just go through because we have a retreat all in, I think. More than 2 weeks already, it's good to refresh ourselves. Eh? Then code 94 is a follow-up. It's important to train our mind until it enters sati while in formal meditation. Otherwise, you do not stand a chance to have such mind state while in the midst of life because your six senses are fully engaged while living life and the mind moves so fast. So this is what I explained just now. Yeah? you have to stabilize it until mind enters the deep. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. Because in the midst of living life, or going through life, or working, doing your household activity, your duties, or whatever, you have to engage your sixth sense door. So your sixth sense door, they actually operate very fast. The mind, from one sense door to the next, very, very fast. Then sometimes they all like sankhara sanya, it can be multiple sense door. The moment you perceive through seeing consciousness, your mind all come in already. You react and you stir already. That's why perceive, react, stir the mind, become emotional, then think again. That's why sankhara sanya, emotion, everything. And that's how the healers live their life. And the healers are accepted. So this one we have covered. 95 also we have covered. It's important for one to understand the law of karma through understanding the five daily contemplation as taught by the Buddha and what constitutes evil. And then follow his advice to avoid all evil, cultivate wholesomeness, virtue, and develop wisdom via meditation. So this one we also have covered. So when you understand the law of karma, the first right view with regards to the spiritual laws that governs our life and existence, we will become wise and very different. So that's why once you understand this law which the Buddha taught us, he said, the law of karma is moral causation. That's why he said, it is chitena or mental intention that I call karma. Without the mental intention, the moral causation, there is no karma. To have karmic, there must be intention. So chitena. So when there is chitena, it will condition us to act. Whether through action, speech, or thought process. So all our activity in life follow chitena. Then when chitena is evil, what happens is your action, speech, and thought will be evil because you lack right view. So this law of karma, which the Buddha actually taught us, he said, we are born of our karma. Heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. That's why from here you can deduce. You reap what you sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. Because everything that you do in your life, they are almost 99.99% affected by your karma. Here you are born of it, you inherit everything that your law of karma that you have accumulated. Then you also supported and conditioned by your law of karma. And finally, you are what you are because of that karmic nature. So your life is almost entirely dependent on karma. If you know that, then you need to really, really make the correct decision. If that is the case, what must I do? It's very obvious, eh? What must you do? You must take care of karma. How do you take care of karma? That's why you will recall to mind the advice of the Buddha. To take care of karma, you have to learn to avoid all evil. Why? Because the absence of evil is good, not the other way around. Understand not? Not try to do good. The absence of evil is good. So when you avoid all evil, you are incapable of evil, then whatever you do in life is wholesome. No more evil. Then, do good. Means wherever there is condition to cultivate virtue, wholesomeness, goodness, gentleness, pleasantness, kindness, generosity, all the good virtue, cultivate them. It's like avoid all evil. Cultivate goodness or do good, wholesomeness, develop virtue, more and more, more and more. Then finally, purify your mind. If you follow the advice of the Buddha, then you take care of karma. We are avoiding all evil, cultivate the ennobler of goodness. Means not only you avoid evil by keeping the precepts, you develop the ennobler of precept. Instead of don't kill, don't harm, you develop loving kindness, you develop compassion, you develop all the ennoblers of evil. So you develop a lot of wholesomeness, kindness, gentleness, pleasantness, good quality, good virtue. So all this is what cultivation is all about. Then after that, we will look at the other precept. It's the same. Instead of undertaking the training rule to abstain from stealing or taking things that doesn't belong to us, we develop the ennobler of generosity, kindness, goodness. That's why we not only do not steal or deceive or cheat, we actually develop the ability to be generous, to help people, to help society, to help humanity, to help whatever causes that are wholesome and good, to help propagate the sasana, to sustain the good system within society. So all these are very, very wholesome. Then the third precept, instead of developing all the desire, the lust to commit sexual misconduct, we should cultivate contentment, because the moral causation allow you to have one wife and a son at any one time. Then when you have already have a wife, that is the marriage life. So you must have contentment. After that, do not go and do all those funny things, because when you break this precept, you are not only being selfish, you are deluded. Your whole family unit, you just destroy them for what they call maybe momentary cheap thrill and all those things, just because you think it's fun. And you have the maybe resources and the power, the wealth and all those things to do all those funny things. Then likewise, the fourth precept, instead of committing all the wrong speeches, telling lies, you develop the opposite ennobler, the virtue of being honest, truthful, then very what they call virtuous, in the sense that you are not the cunning type, the deceitful type. So all this you can actually develop as understanding. Then instead of coming out with the four type of wrong speeches, backbiting, telling lies, frivolous speech, that harsh speech, we can develop gentle, pleasant, and appropriate speeches that brings about harmony, that brings about what they call relief, help people overcome their sorrow, their sadness, their grief, and all those things. So all these are the appropriate and noblest. So the last precept is like partaking intoxicant or drugs or yeah, this will lead to downfall. Your consciousness will be affected. So the ennobler is not only avoid. Avoid is not the ennobler. The ennobler is develop heedfulness, so that you are not heedless. You are not affected by all this. Cultivate the Dhamma. So all these are important understanding. So from the law of karma alone, you will know how to live your life. Then Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, very clear. Dhammapada verse 1, little suffering, worse to little happiness in life, like your shadow that never leaves you. So it's easy to choose, because we hold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy is entirely our choice. Choose to be happy. Don't be deluded. Do not allow heedlessness to condition your suffering, your misery. Yeah. So once you have the understanding of this law of karma, then you will never go wrong. You will train yourself. You will go all out to develop all this training and understanding. So we finish. Yeah? So now we continue. Yeah? 96 unique quote. It is important for one to cultivate the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, to develop the three types of corresponding wisdom, which is Suttamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya, and Bhavana Maya Panya. So this three turning of the Four Noble Truths is very important. Eh? So now you look at the whiteboard. Eh? So according to the Buddha, in his first sermon, when he proclaimed the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, he actually proclaimed this Four Noble Truth, and he turned it three times. So every of these turning, the three turnings, they correspond to the three types of corresponding wisdom. So first turning, second turning, third turning. So this one corresponds to Suttamaya Panya. Then this one corresponds to Chintamaya Panya. Then the last one is Bhavana Maya Panya. Oh, sorry, got A. Yeah? Got A or not? Suttamaya Panya. Oh, one T only. Okay. So this one is A. Yeah? So Sota is hearing. Sutta is the discourse of the Buddha. So actually to me, both also will be right. Whether you call it Sutta Maya Panya or Sota Maya Panya, is carry the same meaning. So when you listen at that time to the Buddha, because that time no recording, no writing, no translation, nothing, you need to listen. So wisdom that arises through listening to his proclamation or the teachings, or what we call the discourse of the Buddha, means whatever he teach or proclaim. When you listen and you have the power or ability to understand and awaken, then there is a wisdom he calls Suttamaya Panya. So in the time of the Buddha, there are a lot of examples. The most obvious one is Kondanya, the five ascetic. When he delivered the first sermon, before he finished, Kondanya became a Sotapan. Then he followed with the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, all the five ascetic become Arahant. That time they didn't meditate, they just listened attentively. Is because of their past cultivation and parami. That's why Suttamaya Panya, even during the Buddha's time, the chief disciple, Venerable Sariputta, remember? He was observing Venerable Asaji on Pindapata. Then he realized this monk is so serene, so calm, so really mindful. Okay. So he decided for him to finish his alms food. Then he approached him. He just asked Venerable Asaji, may I know who your teacher is and what has he taught you? So Venerable Asaji being humble, he said, I am still new. I know very little. Then Sariputta being wise, he said, don't worry. Tell me whatever little that you have heard from your master or teacher. That is enough for me. So Asaji just mentioned what the Buddha used to caution them and advisor. He said, my teacher said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. From this stanza, he awakened. He became a Sotapanna. For me, when later on, after I know the Dhamma, the moment I hear this, I also awaken. Because it summarized to me the law of dependent origination. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Means what? Everything follow that nature's law on itself, either law of karma, law of mind, or law of truth. And this is what nature's law is, the Pancha Niyamas, and especially the spiritual law. So from there, straight away, Sariputta become a Sotapanna. He didn't even hear from the Buddha. How come he can do that? Because he foremost in wisdom, in that he has cultivated, perfected. Then you look at Hui Ning, no education, nothing. The moment he hear the stanza in the Diamond Sutta, the mind must have no dwelling. He straight away, like, awakened. A lot of joy, like he understand the stanza. So all this, through hearing, you will know. Like when I read the Surangama Sutta, perception of form is consciousness, whereas it's non-perception is wisdom. Straight away, my heart opened up. I straight away understand what the stanza is. It's so beautiful. It is definitely from my past. Otherwise, I cannot understand this stanza. There are a lot of things, even this line, when I hear truth, my nature know. If it's not the truth, also it will know. Then it listen with an open mind. Then when it listen, it has the ability to filter. You can say, maybe past life. Yeah, true. But you must know how to develop that. That's why in the Bodhisattva vow, I teach you that one. Whenever you come, whether you choose to come or you have to come, you must have all those important right views, right understanding that you have developed life after life. Then you can act to whatever you want. Yeah. That's why I have shared actually a lot. Yeah. The form and mind is a vehicle and two, five degree of form, the two aspects, the one very important I put there already. Understand now? Then Rupang Anichang, Rupang Anatta, all those things, very important one. It will awaken you one. That's why when I went to Achayantra's temple, I remember, the ants came, you remember? Then after that, clear, we send metta, then clear. Then after that, exactly 3:45, you know, the chanting start. You know. The moment I hear the chanting, from a distance, you know, where the kuti was up in the hill, Rupang Anichang. Wow, this nature just shoot up. Then I told Mr. Ko, I said, we have to go. I said, we have to join the chanting. So inside here, very serene, very strong joy and understanding. Because that Dhamma, that surface, very, very different. Because during the time I cultivated, I already contemplate, I do understand what they are. No? When I say Rupang Anichang, I really, everything is Anichang, not theory or concept or idea. No? I really can understand why it's like that. Partly because I am a civil engineer, I know how everything come about. That's why I can teach you. All these are not what you think. They are all dependent, originating, condition arising. Without condition, this whiteboard won't be here. Without condition, you all won't be here. I won't be here. I won't be sharing all this. Any other condition, not that, this thing doesn't happen already. So you look at the house, the renovation, everything is the same. You need so much condition for it to materialize. That's why later on, especially Sui sharing at the Cameron, she always says she marvels at life. Everything is like, to her, is so beautiful. Because the causes and conditions, like, it was so many things. No? They call it interbeing, interconnectivity and all those things. Without any of this, None of it will be what it is. That's why we are one. Understand that? And one is all. Yeah. That's why the one and the totality, you are no different. Because without you, you may think you're not significant, very minute, but you existed for billions and billions and billions of lives. So any of these lives you're not around, the universe become different. You understand? Huh? Do you understand? Any of the life. That is what the reality is. So when you understand the marvel of life, you will understand how beautiful Dhamma is. Only Dhamma can understand all this. Without the Dhamma, you can't. So Sutamaya Manya, I think, once you develop the cultivation, you walk this path, you will experience them, you will witness them, and you will come to understand what this is all about. Because all this is about cultivation. I used to always develop this important understanding. If this life I cannot understand the teaching until it's so clear, when I come again future life, I don't stand a chance. Understand? That's why not only I understand it until so clear, I make aditan, understand? Aspire, affirmation, so that by invoking power of merit, so that whenever I arise, whether I choose to come or I have to come, earlier on, I had to put the two on the side of that I still not fully established on the bar. But once you establish on the bar, whenever you choose to come, you will have all this understanding. And this one, you have to affirm it life after life until it become a part of you. Then whenever you come, you don't have to spend time, go around and learn. Because straight away, it's there already. Like this, like I come, I realized I didn't do anything. I just echoed and flow. Then everything just fall into place. The moment I hear truth, I understand. The moment I hear truth, I understand. How come it's like that? It's not because I am special. No, it's because you have the understanding of cultivation and you affirm that understanding. So Sutamaya Panya can only happen when you have the affirmation, the understanding. That's why, like Huining, he not only have all those understanding, he must have a very special nature. He came without a mundane mind, and as I was born with the pure mind, the true mind, no mundane mind. That one, so far, I think he is the first. Because maybe he has to come that way because he is not educated, and as I know, he never go to school. Then after you have nowadays, maybe we have better advancement in science, technology. Right now, even Ji Wei can have the hearing aid. The hearing aid, Jin Hao find out from him, not you. One set, 9,000 OC. But worth it, and he can afford. It's like hearing in front of you. That's why technology can help. Then we have our recording, our website, everything. So we don't have to worry about, like in the early days, how to do the recording. I remember when I started 2004, they had to use cassette tape, to record for me. Then after that, they keep on borrowing the record tape. They go and buy the tape recorder with the double deck on to dub. Then they share. So now, no need already. We got pen drive, we got big storage, the hard disk and all those things. Then later on, you no need to read also. You tell the AI, it will read for you. Then just now, Pharma Sri was sharing. They want to change to a bigger whiteboard. Then Pharma Sri, maybe one day we have a screen. Rather they will talk, the words come out. No need to run. So technology actually can be a real marvel if you know how to use them. And you like it or not, technology is here to stay. Just like human consciousness. You cannot say why there are so many heedless living beings, because heedlessness is part and parcel of humanity's condition herself. It's just like the stock market herself. The two psychological thing, mental state that drive the stock market is what? Greed and fear. That's all. Only these two. Whereas the heedless one is the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, and mainly delusion. So when you have the understanding, you can summarize life very beautifully. Okay, so after you hear, nowadays maybe you can read about it. Yeah? Then after that, you can maybe develop the classes for you to attend, and you listen attentively. As you listen, you absorb more and more Sutamaya Panya. But Sutamaya Panya very familiar. After you develop this initial understanding, means, let's say it is not penetrative, your past, you recall. But once you recall, then you know this is beautiful. The next thing you will do is you will reflect and contemplate on it. And when you reflect and contemplate on it, this is a second turning. Then you stabilize the understanding. Then you assimilate it into your nature. Then it becomes very stable. As you develop this ability, this one will prepare you to receive truth at any one time. Once these two develop, Sutamaya Panya and Chittamaya, then Bhavanaya Maya Panya can happen anytime. The third turning. This is very penetrative wisdom born of, they call Bhavana, the meditative discipline. But you must have sati, stability or sati. That's why heedfulness. So when you have stability or sati, any of the first, second, or third turning, you can be listening or you can be contemplating. Then it just insight into it. It just awakens. Then the realization becomes very penetrative. You remember Hui Ning? After he met the fifth patriarch, he actually without the mundane mind already. Then whatever in the Dhamma Sutta, more or less he understands. But when he reached the part of the mundane mind, he said, this mind, you must learn how to use it and not be deceived by it. Straight away he awakened. Well, he only need all this minor detail. Like this line. What I share with you is very important. This five aggregate of form and mind. This is not you. Why? Well, it's a vehicle and tool for you to come. Karmically conditional. So the karmic nature. Understand? So this is the one. Understand? So this karmic nature is the one that actually conditioned the living being to come in the form of a five degree of format. And this is the vehicle and two. Always remember, that's why in the yellow card, this is number one. And that's now most important, the two aspects of the five degree of format mind. So once you know it's a vehicle and a two, then you are not deceived by it and so not deluded by it. So this one, not you, and that's how not. The form goes away of nature, element, no knowing. Then, like the Buddha say, it exhibits the characteristic. It's of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. Or it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. Then the feeling also same. I teach you one easier. Feeling come and go, you don't die. Perception come and go, you don't die. All the other aggregate, sankara, activity of mind, they come and go, you didn't die. Consciousness, they appear and disappear, you didn't die. So how can they be you? So if they are not you, then why you deludedly grasp and cling and give meaning? Then how come when it project into the phenomenal world of consciousness, you get distracted? You get Leo into it. And this is where the living being get into trouble. Where this phenomenal world of consciousness, of conditioned world, or phenomenal world of consciousness. This is where they lure you and they entice you because it appears so enticing, especially our sensuality, the level of sensuality and the amount of what they call sensuality, wealth, and whatever that you can, through the thought process, get to experience, then it drives living being crazy. That's why everybody starts to develop the competitive mind, the desire to be successful, to have power, to have whatever. Yeah. So through what? Through not understanding this five aggregate of form and mind. So these are the pointer. So this one is what the fifth area also told Huining, but he told him in a different way. He said, this is for you to use, understand, but not to be deluded by it. That's why I say vehicle and tool. I explain it more clearly, understand. Vehicle means what? Like this physical body, where you want to go, it takes you there, isn't it? So it's a vehicle. Tool means what? The analogy of a knife, understand. So your thought process, your consciousness, your aggregate of mind, you must not be deceived by it, understand. Because this one exhibits the universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. It's not you. So if it's not you, then why do you arise the egoic mind, the sakayadity to grasp, to cling, and hold? Why you believe you are a permanent, unchanging entity, and because of that, you exist. You want to own things, possess things. That's like possessiveness, selfishness, craving, delusion, everything comes up. So all this is very important. That's why instead of just the fifth page here, the old feeling, this mind, you must know how to use it and not deceive by it. Use means what? Huh? Noble Eightfold Path, right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action. So the whole of this come from right view, anasana. So with right view, you can see with mindfulness how you project all this. This is just the thought process, anasana. Like the cinema show, you remember? The moment you become conscious, you perceive, anasana. So perception of this phenomenal world is what? Perception of form, anasana, is what? Consciousness. It's the consciousness in your mind. And you deludedly believe it's real. You grasp, you cling, you hold. This is delusion, anasana. But Huining, because he already had that type of understanding of reason, the moment the fifth ATR told him, but he didn't separate it out into a vehicle and two other, he just tell him this mundane mind. Well, Huining don't have a mundane mind. So he said, you must know how to use this. We are normal human being without, not like Huining with the super mundane mind. They have the mundane mind. So this mundane mind, normal human being must learn how to use it and not be deluded by it or deceived by it. So from there, he became like completely awakened. There is a lot of joy. Then he straight away can summarize, you know, how amazing that all Dharma arise from that nature. How amazing that nature is complete by itself. That's why you look at the Heart Sutta. Everything is already complete. No addition, no subtraction, no evil, no whatever. So all those are the description. So when you have all this understanding, the three turning become very easy. So through listening or through reading, or later on contemplation, reflection, inquiry, you develop the stability of initial wisdom. So these two initially give you Sutamaya, Yoniso Manasikara, Anasara. Then with Yoniso Manasikara, every moment of sense experience, the mind does not stir. So there are more and more moments of space between thought, because your mind is not continuously thinking, reacting, emotional, until no gap. So this one, the moment you see, hear, smell, tactile, feel, or think, you are at peace. That's why at the moment of sense experience, Yoniso Manasikara means wisdom at the moment of sense experience, they spontaneously appear. Then you are at peace. That's why all the Dhamma understanding that we learn is to develop the initial wisdom. Then finally, when you awaken, the third turning, Bhavanamaya Panya. This one can happen at any of the first, second, or third turning. And most people need the third turning to awaken, but not for cultivator of the way who have done it in the past. In fact, this life, after I stabilized this tour, I told you my teacher asked me to contemplate until very, very clear. Then I keep on understanding things. So my teacher just showed the Singaporean by moving her hand and like that. I awaken to the three characteristics straight away. Yeah. Not only that great characteristic, you know, the whole universe characteristic, I mean, every phenomenon is like that. Yeah. So all these are very powerful understanding. Yeah. Then the awakening, when you're completely silent within the awareness nature, a lot of things happen. That's why you must develop this awareness nature, sati. When you are heedful, you can see a lot of things that you have not seen before. Yeah. And all these are the awakening. That's why these three types of wisdom, very few people can explain to you. They may have the theory or what we call the knowledge or explanation, but the true experiential arising of all this, hardly anybody know. Maybe the first two wisdom, some well-cultivated practitioner or Dhamma or monks, they may know. But how the third turning actually manifests, very few, very, very few. Yeah. Then if you don't take the Bodhisattva way, a lot of things you will not understand. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any question or not so far? What's the time now? Oh, almost 10 o'clock already. I'm supposed to stop. So today we only do one. We cover 97, 96. So 97, we will continue our next session. Anyway, I read to you. You go back and there is a continuation, a unique quote. Develop the initial wisdom born of first and second turning wisdom. Just now I already explained. Through constantly listening to the true Dhamma and constantly contemplating, reflecting, and inquiry into them to straighten our views. So this one is very important. The initial wisdom to straighten your view so that this yoniso manasikara can arise at the moment of sense experience. Okay? Okay, so we stop here. Then we can maybe continue our Q&A. Second, those who need to go washroom, you can go. Today, I maybe no need. Just I came in, I immediately went to the washroom already. But I need to have a drink. Okay, who is online?
Alicia, Li Hee Chung, Manian, Pochek.
Oh, okay. Chung, Chung is who? Same. I know, no, same person. I thought you mentioned got two.
No, Ling Hee Chong.
Oh, Ling Hee Chong. Okay, okay. It's the same person. Yeah. Okay, then here we have Chin Hong, my wife, Chiu Po Lien, Eng Bi, Han, and Bratio, and Pamasuri. Yeah? So we have a total of 7 plus me 8. Then plus there, I think 12. 12. Okay, anybody have any question or wants to report meditation or ask anything or share further on what we have shared today? You can just come in on your mic. Here, you all can just raise your hand.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Mr.
Yeah.
Stu, and all Kalamita. Greetings
yeah.
from Perth.
Yeah. Oh, 还在 Perth 啊你? 哇,杀掉,杀掉.
我今天刚到罢了,Brother
Teo. Oh, 哇,有心,有心,你 还可以 log in, 厉害,厉害. That's why technology, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, actually, sadhu, yeah. Sadhu to Jin Hao, Sui, and all that, you know, the IT team that allow
correct,
us
correct.
to always have the chance to listen to the true Dharma, even though wherever we are, you know. You're very
despite
blessed.
The distance.
Brother Jiu, 其实我也不懂要分享什么，我要不然我分享一下我最近的一点点的怎样讲 experience 啊？actually, remember during the retreat I was talking about the sincerity.
Sincerity,
对。Actually, 其实 deep inside my heart, there's something that I try to push away every time. 所以其实是我跟我妈妈的事情。对，我记得我好像有跟 Brother 提起过，我跟我妈妈。对，
我记得
因为有一点点的 misunderstanding when I was
very young。对对对。
Because of 我的 brother 啊，我的 brother，
对对对
，and then 我 refuse to see her， and then 不要跟他有来往这样子的，
对对对对
啊，但是前两天的一个早上，我模模糊糊好像在很 fully aware 的时候，早上起来的时候，他就是在很 deep 的。那个什么里面在忏悔啊 ，Brother Jiu。
very good, very good。
就他不是在头脑的，他也不是说你
对对对，在你的心头
啊，里面很
静
静在那边在忏悔，跟他讲对不起。因为我的what do you call 那个鱼池 ，you know， 因为当下那个 condition 我也不明白，我帮了。
对，因为你还没有。遇到佛法吗？
对，那时候
那个是你的那个 Monday mind before the understanding come to you， 所以那个是 very natural， very normal。
就我当时是想，我帮我哥哥是因为我哥哥真的需要帮忙，因为他又跑来这样子来责怪我，我觉得好像很没有理由，但是我也没有想太多，但是当下的我就很。比较傲慢了哈，很
多时候
就不
一定
了，不想
因为众生嘛，living being
因为不想接受这个事实，然后
对
就一直 push even you know， even Freddy say， you go and visit her 啦， or when you are in Singapore， 我讲我不想面
对
这些， you know what I mean， brother。但是现在已经到这个 stage 哦，我内心已经不能了，因为要出来了，我觉得要出来了。
对，
所以我当我醒来的时候，我也没有太大的那种reaction， 但是内心深处就是知道 understand 了这个东西，然后看有什么因缘可以帮他做什么。
因缘很重要。
对，就是这样子。
It will manifest。Because your pure wish will become very powerful. Then you just arise a pure wish. You call your condition. Let it unfold. Then you can do what you want to do. Then 你就会用那个 condition. It's just like 那天人大的问题啊，经验知道了啊。After that 他来找我。Then 我就跟经验讲啊， okay, I will pass the message. But,Deep inside me, I know I won't go direct to him. No point, unless there is condition. That 真正的 condition. Then he do the sharing that time. He say how he recover from his all this problem. And then after that, I tell him what Ching Yap told me. Then I think he also learned. Dr. J also learned. So everything will fall into place. Because when you have the understanding, your pure wish is very powerful. 他真的override a lot of other things, and then it will cause things to arise. And how manifest us, so I tell you, you will never understand why. It's like beyond living beings' wildest dream. 你想也想不到的, never expect such thing can happen. That's why the marvel and wonders of the beauty of the teaching. That's a 真空妙有. True emptiness is wonderful existence. 真的很奥妙. Very wonderful. Good. 不错. So 那个会先出来不要? By now you have the understanding already. So all this, they will arise. Then you will know how to develop the chanhui within your nature. It's no more at the brain or the thought there. Good, Sadhu.
Yeah, but you actually 刚才我来的那个 in flight 里面，刚好我带了我有一本 recipe book。 但是那个recipe book 恰巧有心经，我以前我翻了一下，原来我2014年抄的心经。哇，沙丘，就是我2013 join Brazil， 然后2014我try to understand 心经，所以我把它抄下来，然后我就哇，十年了，对，我就 go through 那个心经，然后。 这一次我看心经，我似乎能够明白了。对
，very different already.
对他就是忽然他就给我联想到 Brad 就讲的说的，自己就是我这几天所 reflect on 那个六根啊 ，six senses 啊，去 manifest 去触到六尘，然后
。
得到那个六识啊，那个 six of
consciousness，六识。
And then 画了一个那个 Bradley 以前画了一个图，然后讲那个
consciousness，对，那个
consciousness 怎么样tap 在我们 body，那个 second two aspect of 那个 five aggregate，然后
five aggregate form
one，全部可以画画画画出来。啊，沙丘，
哇 ，Miss stable 了，start to stable 了，then later on 啊，你能够 share 了的，very good。
And then the four circle, how it manifests, and then, you know, I can, you know, like, relate to 那个心经里面.
Yeah, 沙丘,沙丘, 哇,很好,很好. That's why 这一次的 retreat 不一样,
对,所以
a lot of people
really
develop
the
understanding.
Actually, 真的是不容易, brother. I mean,
不容易, yeah. 就好像我以前跟你们讲啊 ，initially I cannot teach all this because a lot of you are not ready. Then 在虽然的讲，你记得吗？以前 all the essential dhamma only, the five spiritual faculty, the five evil roots, three evil roots, then the five mental hindrance, then you have the advice of the Buddha, then the Dhammapada was one and two, Hipponas 21, 22. So I teach around those essential dhamma. But later on, after the unique code came out, then the Thursday class here, the whole teaching become different. Then this year, the retreat also, you realize the essential dhamma, I didn't really write up there already. I draw the four circle, then I keep on telling you, you can rub everything above, but don't rub the four down there. Because you need that one to explain. And this year, I realized the explanation become clearer, easier to understand because most of you all have progressed and the consciousness, especially Kayamita consciousness, has become very different. That's why Dhamma cultivation, the understanding of it, take a while one. Although the enlightenment is spontaneous, instantaneous, but the stability of understanding actually take time one. You cannot be too eager to progress and all those things. When the time comes, you understand very fast, you move very fast. But all this has their, what they call, causes and conditions behind. So when the appropriate causes and conditions arrive, then you can see a weakness for yourself like this retreat. So many people actually progress and benefit. Then even new people like the sharing because that husband and wife, Casey and the wife Tracy Neil, especially the wife, very naive and very cute. But I really knew I don't understand anything actually, not much, but I like to listen to you. Say, oh, a lot of very important things. So Because clean slate, you know, then he listened, he know all these are useful. The pointer, the husband also know. There is nobody, he make the aspiration, you know, actually he took refuge under Shen Hua 1 year earlier than me. The couple is supposed to be my 师兄师姐, you know, but they don't know anything, almost next to nothing about the Dhamma, the cultivation. But because they are sincere and the affinity is there, suddenly this retreat, the husband make the aspiration to meet somebody who can actually connect all the teaching together and summarize to him so that he can learn, so that he can develop the progress and all those things. They all take refuge also Mong Cha Cha, they don't know. They don't know, it's so, to them it's like very easy. They reach there, they say, you interested, take refuge? Oh, straight away take refuge. But a lot of people who've been there many times, Shen Hua refused to actually admit them and allow them to take. Because he also need to know your sincerity, your affinity with the Triple Jet. Otherwise, no point. He must have seen this couple, Yu Yan Len. Straight away, I like Kui Kui. And they Mong Cha Cha Kui without knowing what Kui is. Until so many years later. I think almost 80 something, or 30 or years later, only look for Dhamma. Yes, you say young learner. So actually, when you look at the way Dhamma unfold, that's why I don't worry that you came to know the Dhamma late. These two actually came to have the condition very early, but 30 over years, they didn't really do anything. Because they don't understand. But the moment they understand, they move very fast. They can understand very fast. So now they go and read the Hatsutta, they listen to the recording, they program. We have clean slate. The husband may be slower than the wife. The wife will be faster. Then a lot of the new people, like I met, they told me, well, Pratyu, this time, your pointer all very important. All the important understanding. And like Gumoy came to know also, he said, Pratyu, is it? I talk to you, I have lunch, breakfast, and dinner with you, I learn more. I come and see you, I learn more. In the temple, you know. You see, we're all the sutta too difficult to understand. But through talking to me, through all the like daily sharing, whenever we... Last time, he every time come to my office, she likes stock market, so then we every time have lunch. Then after that, dinner. Then sometimes he come early, breakfast. Then sometimes whole day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. he very close to my wife. They were school colleague. And he also can see the affinity. The whole school, my wife very close to her. Very funny, And he came to know both his husband and my wife's husband also in the stock market, buying the same share on the same stock. That's why a lot of things that make her realize. Then she also never expect when the husband suddenly passed away, he will turn to the Dhamma and become so serious. And she learned a lot. She learned a lot. That's why her life becomes so beautiful. So beautiful. She always say, "Kanan," she say, "must thank me," because otherwise it's not easy. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay, Alicia, 还有什么？
没有什么了，Brother，感恩Brother的感恩，and then
okay,
可以，还有就是希望凯阿米达跟着 Brother 的 guidance 一路一路的走向成佛之道。
Yeah, Sadhu, 一定能，一定能。 Because now the 那个 Kayamita force very strong. 很多东西会 happen. From now onward. A lot of you all will progress and become very different. Even Jin Hao also started to like, become very clear and very serious. He summarized very well. I say, last time don't know. Want to be successful only. Here, there, strive very hard. Want to learn this, learn that. Then ultimately, the thing that actually wake him up this retreat is take care of karma, Karma take care of everything. No need to go and look for all those things. He don't take care of karma. That's why he look back at his entanglement, how he meet that lawyer, and all those nonsense. See, because you don't have that clear understanding and you calm your life entangled. But when you have the Dhamma, everything falls into place. No need to do anything, actually. So these are the beautiful understanding. Okay, sincerely, Alicia, let us rejoice with a good sharing and good understanding. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, maybe we should end here because we still need to do some chanting. I think the Om Pemi Memi Hom. Yeah, Ingvi. We need you to lead us. Because 今天是 Kuan Yin Dan. We just chant the Om Mani Pemi Hom, like what we did at Canberra. So you choose when to end, maybe. Leave it to you.
One phrase is 4 times.
So good. Okay, good.
3 times.
Yeah, just nice. Sadhu.
Namo Ta Chu Ta Pei, Jiku Chu Nan, Guang Da Ling Gan, Guan Sing Pu Sa. Namo Ta Chu Ta Pei, Jiku Chu Nan, Guang Da Ling Gan, Guan Sing Pu Sa. Nam mô Đại Từ Đại Bi Cứu Khổ Cứu Nạn Quảng Đại Linh Cảnh Quan Thế Âm Bồ Tát.
Sa Đà.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Sharing of merits. Okay, we do that first. But we pay homage to Kuan Yin first. Okay, we just pay respect, homage to the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Namo Quan Se Im Pu Sa. Namo Quan Se Im Pu Sa. Namo Quan Se Im Pu Sa. Okay. So we will do the closing puja, the sharing of merits with all beings, huh? Starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaka mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu loka sasana etta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Devo vasatu kālena sāsa sampati hetu ca pito bhavatu loko ca rājā bhavatu dhammiko imena puñyaṁ kāmena māme bālā samāgamo sattaṁ samāgamo hotu Yāvā nirāna pāṭhīyā sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, now you all can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end.
Dear brothers and sisters, in the Dhamma and all those online with us, let us express our gratitude and respect to Brother Teo for sharing the unique Dhamma code with us tonight by saying sadhu three times.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Thank you, Brother Teo. And we also must express our gratitude to Brother Chin Hao for fetching Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and other Kalamitas here to make this Dharma sharing possible, and also tirelessly, Brother Chin Hao, thank you so much for recording the video for us and make all the video clips for all Kalyamitas and all sentient beings to understand and leading to freedom from dukkha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we also must not forget our sister Pamasuri and our brother Tune for ever ready to host this Thursday class Dharma sharing to benefit the many. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much. Good night.